Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Selling off assets to pay a debt. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a very generous sahabi. He never kept any material possessions due to his generous nature. Subsequently, he was forced to take loans on many occasions, and a time came when he was unable to pay his debts. The creditors refused to forgive the debt, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his assets sold to the creditors in order to settle the debt. Refusing to perform the janazah salah of one who has debts, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would refuse to perform the janazah salah of a person who had passed away having unpaid debts. Unpaid debts will prevent a person's entry into Jannah. Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that if a person is martyred and then resurrected, martyred again and then resurrected and martyred for the third time, he would still not enter Jannah unless his debts are settled. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that all the sins of a martyr is forgiven besides debts. Taking loan for one's family needs. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took a loan from a Jew and his armor was kept as surety. Note, Allama Aini rahimahumullah has written that in the narration mentioned by Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, it is specifically mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took a loan of 20 sa' due to his family needs. One sa' is about 3 kilograms. The narration in the Musannaf of Hafiz Abdul Razzaq rahimahumullah also mentions that the loan was taken due to the family's needs. Note, the above practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicates the permissibility of taking loans due to one's family needs. However, this should only be done in time of dire need. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.